I learned very quickly and early on that I wanted to look for people who do things better than I do them and bring them into my world because it benefits my business and it also gives business to other small business owners. It builds relationships within the industry, and that is where the magic happens. That is where your business starts to flourish, and that is where you need to bite the bullet and let go of control. So what does that look like in practical terms? Hey, and welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. Do me a favor, if you're new here, take out your device and tap that subscribe button so that you become a member of the Speaker Fam. I'd be honored to have you on board. As you get value out of today's episode and you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and tap that notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. And if you're an Apple Podcast user, we would love it if you could leave us a rave 5-star review and encourage folks just like you to come to the Speak Organized podcast for all things pro organizing business. If you're a true organizing enthusiast who loves to nerd out about products and color coding, or if you are starting or leveling up your professional organizing business, I encourage you to join my free Facebook group. It's an amazing, active community that is growing in crazy numbers by the day. And I would love to have you be a part of all the conversation, get your advice and questions answered. And I'm always in there hanging out. Hey, everybody. Wow, I think we're actually going live on both devices at the same time. I'm going to raise this up so I can see my notes a little bit better. How's it going, everybody? Happy Thursday. Welcome to today's live stream. Got a live stream of sunshine coming to my window. I'm feeling good today, you guys. I hope you're having a fabulous day. Makes me happy to know that all of my speaker fam is having a good day out there. Comment and say hi if you guys are watching live. I know that most of you on the East Coast are probably having dinner right now. I'm going to get ready to go to the park after this, hopefully. I have been working tirelessly on this new course, and I'm finally at a point where I'm going to take the afternoon to just absorb it all and get ready for next week. So I want to dive into this topic. If you guys have not seen any of these live streams yet, we are talking all about, this is my Fearless Organizer live stream. So we're talking all about conquering our fears here. Irma is saying, hi. Hey, sister, how's it going? It's good to see you. Thanks for coming on. I love when you guys pop in to say hello and leave some comments. Always happy to see you. So again, this is our Fearless Organizer live stream, where we talk about conquering our fears and improving our mindset so that we can be the best business owners that we possibly can be, which will benefit us. It benefits our clients, our community, all those good, healthy things. So today we're going to be talking about overcoming perfectionism, letting go of control. So we talked more about the phrase perfectionist last week. Now we're going to be talking about control and letting that go and what that looks like. And I know I don't want to harp on this too much because I know a lot of you that come to my channel are brand new to the organizing industry. You may not be at the point here where you're ready to hire or delegate anything, but I just want to kind of plant the seed and give you guys a few little just nuggets to chew on and think about as you continue to grow your business. Irma is saying that she started this business in the UK and is feeling some fear, which is totally normal. I talked about that last week. If you weren't concerned about how you're going to perform in your business, there would probably be something wrong. It just means that you care. And I had a coach one time tell me, you know, don't be afraid of the overwhelm, because that usually just means that you're learning something new, that you're in a place of growth. You're putting yourself into a place that's slightly uncomfortable, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. The more you do it, the better at being uncomfortable you become. You get more comfortable with being uncomfortable. Leah is saying, hey, from a former Redmond, Washington, now living in Ohio, I appreciate all your guidance. Thank you so much, Leah. It's really nice to hear that from a fellow Washingtonian. Sorry that you're not here anymore. We're having such a beautiful, like, sunny day today, which I know that you know that how rare that is at this time of year. So we're going to go outside and soak it all up after this. So glad you guys are popping in to say hi. So let's talk about letting go of control and kind of what that looks like. And I'll give you guys some examples, some tangible things that can kind of help you with this. So I'll share a little bit about my personal journey as well. When I first started my business, I was very keen on doing everything myself. And I know that when you're starting and bootstrapping something, finances are an issue. You definitely are, you know, funding everything. You're not generating any revenue to pay for certain things. So you do have to do things on kind of a shoestring budget unless you're working a full-time job. So I totally get that. I was definitely in that place when I first started my business. But it went beyond that. Like, it wasn't just the financial piece that was holding me back. It was really just my fear of not doing everything perfectly. It was my fear of making mistakes. There's also sort of a lack of trust because you are setting up the business and you're doing everything yourself. So I know I was worried about, like, oh, what if somebody like takes my business name? Or, you know, what if I find that the market's oversaturated and there's too much competition in my area? You know, and I was thinking too small. And that's the big mistake that a lot of us make when first starting the business, is that the problems that we think are really big are actually quite small, and we need to sort of reframe our mindset about how we think about those certain aspects of our business. Trying to do everything ourselves is not necessarily going to help you grow. In fact, it's going to hold you back, and it's a one-way ticket to burnout. And not investing in networking with other professional organizers will also hold you back significantly. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. I am a firm believer in all ships rising when we work together. And especially as this industry becomes more popular and more people are jumping ship from their corporate job or their teaching career or, you know, their career in the medical field or wherever you're coming from, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom getting back into the workforce, a lot of people are turning to this industry. So the competition is going to go up. And the best way to combat that is to actually come together to bring a higher quality experience to your clients. So that is just a seed that I want to plant there for you. The organizing community, even worldwide, I know Leah was saying that, or no, it was Irma was saying that she's in the UK. I know a few people in the UK that I could hook you up with, so I'll be sure to comment that in the comments after I'm done here, some people that you could get in touch with and some organizations that can help you out on that side of the pond. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about, you know, maybe some other reasons why you feel like you want to be in control of everything. So we talked about not wanting to make mistakes. Maybe in your past life as a child, that was something that you dealt with. You felt like you had to do everything perfectly because there was a lot of expectations put on you from your parents or from your teachers or mentors or whoever. And so you really feel as though you have to do everything yourself and just, you know, are very hyper-vigilant, hyper-diligent about what you're doing. Maybe it's that you are concerned about other people, you know, taking your work or copying you, or you don't want to reach out and connect with other people in your area because you're afraid that they'll take business away from you. I've never really experienced that. I honestly feel that the professional organizing industry in particular is a very welcoming, very uplifting group of people. I came from a background in the arts. I was a professional ballet dancer for many years, and that's an extremely cutthroat career. Going through the audition process with, you know, you're just a number on the front of your leotard, you know, going into those cattle call auditions was very stressful, and there was a lot of pressure. And not everybody is nice to you in those environments. Everybody is, you know, it's just highly competitive. The professional organizing industry, so when I transitioned out of that and came with that mindset, so that's like a whole bunch of unpacking and probably a large portion of the reason why I had such control issues was from that background. I had to be hypervigilant about everything. Coming into the professional organizing industry where everybody is so welcoming and so uplifting and so willing to help you, make a good start of everything. I really made that my mission from day one, especially with my YouTube channel and my podcast, where I have so many people coming to me, telling me, you know, expressing their fears, being vulnerable, and not really having anybody that they feel like they can trust to talk to about it, who's willing to share high quality information with them. And so that's why I do what I do and why I want to create the community that I have. That's very important to me. So I just want you to know that I am here for you and that the community in general is very uplifting, very positive, very willing to help you out, answer your questions, and make sure that you are as successful as possible. Because as I've expressed on other live streams and in various other talks that I give, there's a lot of clients out there. There's a lot of good, high quality clients that need help. Because we're in the middle of the largest intergenerational transfer of wealth in human history. You know, I won't get into that whole spiel right now, but people are living longer and they've accumulated a lot of stuff over the years and they're not getting rid of it. And we import goods from, you know, other countries and can have it delivered to our door in 2 days or less. And there's a lot of inflow and not a lot of outflow. And so there are a lot of people that are becoming very overwhelmed in our society that need our help and need help navigating this stuff. So it's a big deal. And there's a lot of clients out there. So I don't want you guys to hold yourselves back by trying to do everything yourself. So let's talk about some practical strategies for how to overcome this need to control everything in our business. Because what you will end up doing is burning yourself out, and you're going to have to acknowledge, just like I had to acknowledge, that you're not going to be good at everything in your business. You may be really good at organizing, but maybe the business backend stuff like isn't necessarily your jam or your cup of tea. And there's just certain things that if you want your business to be reflected in a really professional manner, that's going to give confidence to the clients that are going to be hiring you, that's going to make your daily operations behind the scenes super streamlined and easy to do, it's going to be important that you rely on other people with other gifts and expertise. I mean, I truly believe that is the way we are designed. We are not designed to be these autonomous beings that are just like have every like perfect thing infused in us and we can just do whatever we want. Like, obviously, that's not true. So we have to rely as people, as a society, on each other to fulfill our purposes. You know, that's the way we're wired. It's the way we're designed. I firmly believe that. And it's not always easy to face, especially if you do have that issue that I have had with letting go of control in many aspects of my life and having a hypervigilant perfectionist mindset. It is really hard to acknowledge your flaws. You know, back to the example of my ballet career, I was standing in front of a mirror assessing my form and my ability to perform all day long, every day. And so it is really difficult to come to terms with things that you just don't do well when you're constantly working on trying to improve that and be, you know, the embodiment of perfection. So we don't want to do that in our business. We want to rely on other people who have gifts, who can lend their services to us. If you're not good at design, talk to a designer, hire a designer. It is frustrating for me to see people, you know, design a logo, for instance, and ask for feedback on it. And it's just quite frankly, like it's just not in their wheelhouse. It's something that they probably should consider hiring out. And it doesn't have to be difficult and it doesn't have to be expensive. You know, you can go on Fiverr or Upwork or one of those sites and just think about doing something project-based and having somebody crank out a logo for you for $50, you know? Things like that, you don't have to try to take all of it on yourself. And that is something that I wish I had not done when I first started my business because I was exhausted all the time. It's not just you going to people's homes and organizing their spaces for them or going and organizing for small business owners or what have you. It's all the other stuff that you're doing on the back end. And what I came to realize through the process of running my business is that I'm actually much better at the business back end portion than I am at the organizing. And for me, letting go of control personally was hiring somebody to go out and do a lot of the organizing with clients on my behalf. So I actually started hiring people that are better at organizing than I am. Instead of saying to myself, like, oh, this person is my competition or whatever, I extended the olive branch because I know what it takes to run the business side of things. And I'm a good organizer. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, I lack the skills, because obviously I've been doing it now for what, like 8 years or something, and doing very well and have happy clients. But I learned very quickly and early on that I wanted to look for people who do things better than I do them and bring them into my world, because it benefits my business, and it also gives business to other small business owners. It builds relationships within the industry, and that is where the magic happens. That is where your business starts to flourish, and that is where you need to bite the bullet and let go of control. So what does that look like in practical terms? My advice for you there is to start with something small. And start with something that you know you don't like to do. Don't even think about like, oh, what do I suck at? Like, what do I like? What, you know, don't even like go there into that negative mental thought pattern. Think about something that you don't necessarily want to do, that you're just like, the thought of having to do this task for your business one more time just makes you want to pull your hair out. What is that one thing? So for me, back in the day, it was bookkeeping. You know, it's just a lot of data entry. It's a lot of time. Anything that like sucks away your time that isn't necessarily a difficult thing to handle is a very good candidate for delegating to somebody else. And you don't necessarily have to hire somebody. Like you could talk to a bookkeeping company and price them out. And I pay my bookkeeper a very good, reasonable rate every single month, and she does my books and gets them ready for tax time and does all the reconciliation, and I don't even have to think about it or bat an eyelash, and it saves me hours every single week. And then once you start to think in that mindset, you're like, okay, what else could I delegate to somebody? You're not like handing your whole business over to somebody at this point when you're starting out. You're just trying to find the support for things that you don't want to do that are a huge time suck, and things that you may not be great at. Maybe you need somebody to take care of building your website. If that's the one thing that's holding you back from starting your business, is that one thing that you know that you're not good at, or that one thing that you just really don't want to do, hand it off to somebody else. Invest in yourself. If you are expecting that your clients are going to want to invest in your business, then you have to believe in it enough to invest in it yourself from the beginning. We can't expect our clients to invest if we're not willing to invest in ourselves. And that's just the honest, hard truth. So think about those one or two little things that can be taken off your plate. You will be able to sustain yourself as a business owner long-term if you learn how to delegate effectively. Because honestly, the biggest way that your business is eventually going to grow is if you start to partner up with other organizers, or you start to hire. And I know a lot of you aren't ready for that yet. So this is kind of where, this is where we start. That's where I started. And it has just the feeling of relief that I get by handing off a task that is easy, that's like, you know, low key, low stress. It's not going to like make or break my business if somebody makes a mistake or whatever. It's something that's easy to fix. You know, the stress relief that I get from that is worth every penny. You guys, like, just so well worth it, because I'm able to focus on what I like to focus on. And when I made that decision, all the doors opened up for me. So start small. Think about that. Don't let those small problems become big things. Collaborate. Reach out to other organizers in your area. Reach out to other organizers online. And start to get involved. Don't try to do everything by yourself. Ask for help. Ask for feedback. P- input, make sure that you're willing and in a place where you can take constructive feedback. It's super important to be able to do that. That's another good way of letting go of control, is not assuming that, you know, because it's our business and we're so close to it, that we can't take any constructive feedback on things that we need to change. You know, we may have an idea of what we think is going to work, but we haven't pulled it to our audience or our network yet. And so use other organizers or other business owners, friends and family who kind of know the drill, and talk to them and ask them for feedback, and just get used to absorbing constructive feedback so that you can make those changes to improve your business. If you're not willing to hear that feedback, that's another form of control that's really going to hold you back for a long time. And I'm still not through this process yet with my logo. When I've gotten a lot of like up and down feedback about my logo over the years, and it was like one of the first things that I ever made. And I used to be really defensive about it for a long time, but like it's definitely something that I need to invest the time and resources into, having somebody do it professionally. It's just, you know, it hasn't happened yet for one reason or another, because I've just been too busy, this and that. But I know that it will only benefit me if I listen to that advice and let somebody design my logo and make it, you know, more professional for where my business is heading. So not taking it personally and allowing people that have that gift and that expertise to come in and help is like such a big game changer for me, and it will be for you as well. So it will just only help in making your business as professional as possible. It will only help and aid you in not burning yourself out by trying to do everything alone. And again, as the market starts to become a bit more saturated, as more organizers come on the scene, the way that we are going to survive and continue to thrive and bring in business is by teaming up. If you want to be able to compete for some of these larger jobs eventually, or jobs that have tighter timelines, packing and unpacking jobs, it's easier with two sets of hands, with three sets of hands. And you guys can partner up with other professionals to do a higher quality job, to provide a higher value experience for your client. And that is the mindset that I want you to get into. I don't want you, I see people from time to time that will comment in Facebook groups. It happens in mine occasionally, where it's like, you know, an organizer reached out to me and they live in my area, and I feel really weird about that. Like, I feel like they shouldn't be, you know, wanting to connect. I feel like we're in the same industry, and that, you know, we shouldn't be friends or whatever. We shouldn't be talking about business. And that is, if I may be so bold, is just the wrong attitude. I'm not trying to call anybody out here, because I see it happen all the time. But it is the wrong attitude, and I want you guys to flip the script on that and start to think about your competition as collaboration. All ships rise when we work together, right? So, and that's going to be essential and very crucial so that your business can continue to thrive long term. So that's my two cents on that. One other little practical tip that I'll give you guys about this is, as you continue to grow your business and think about ways that you can kind of let go of that sense of control slowly over time, is actually going to be to start to document your process. If you get to the point where you feel ready to hire somebody, or ready to bring on a team member if it's a subcontractor, ready to team up with another organizer, or bring on a virtual assistant, somebody to take on some of those like time-sucking tasks that you don't want to do, your best bet is to start documenting your process. How do you do all of those things? Write it down. Talk about, you know, what software you use, document your process. Well, first I, you know, log in and I do X, Y, Z, and then at the end of it, this is the result or whatever. So if you can start writing what are called standard operating procedures, your SOPs, for everything, your organizing process, the tools that you bring on a job, how you go about a session, how you onboard clients, all of those different things, all of those things that I love to nerd out about and teach you guys about, you can start documenting those things on your own and start really developing your process. And once it's written down, it's much easier to hand off to somebody and have them repeat it versus you being like, oh, I don't know, I just kind of like do it. It's, you know, like I know a lot of people out there are just sort of like they feel their way through it. But if you're going to be a business owner and you're going to continue to run a business that is scalable and sustainable, you need to start thinking like a business owner in that sense and start documenting your stuff. It's super important, and it will make it much, much easier for you guys to let go of control because you know that it will be done in such a way that it represents your business the way that you want it to. So that's my last little piece of advice there. I'm hoping that this is resonating with you guys. Again, if you get value out of these conversations, please go ahead and hit that thumbs up button so I know that this is resonating with you. So we're gonna kind of wrap up here. Again, if you guys are unaware, this live stream series is in celebration of my launch of my brand new course, which is coming next week. It's called Overlooked to Overbooked, Mastering the Art of Client Acquisition. And it's going to be available to everybody regardless. You know, there are people that have signed up that want to experience live training with me because I'm actually going to be teaching the lessons live for 6 days in a row next week, which I'm super excited about because my coaching calendar books out really far. And I get a lot of people that get very frustrated about that. I get really frustrated about that because you have questions, you want them answered, and you want them answered now. And I honestly do not blame you. And you want good quality information. And this is again what I'm very passionate about sharing to make sure that you guys run really killer businesses that do well and thrive. Like that, I want nothing more than that. I really hope that you feel that for me through the camera. And you understand how important that is to me that you guys succeed. So next week, 6 days in a row, for the cost of less than two coaching calls, you get me for 6 days. And we talk about how to find clients, where to get high quality leads, how to reach out to them, how to post on social media without being salesy and weird, how to talk to people in Facebook groups, how to not get your posts removed as spam, you know, all of these different like little things. You don't know what you don't know. And there is no point, again, in trying to reinvent the wheel. That's another aspect of control that we're trying to let go. Follow a proven process. Follow a process that works, and then you can start to develop it and make it into your own, but you don't have to start from scratch and figure out like the brand new, most innovative way to do anything from the beginning because you don't know what you don't know. And I wish that somebody had told me that when I first started my business because it would have saved me a lot of time and headache if I had just listened to that advice. And when I did finally start doing that and investing in the higher level coaching and resources, that's when my business grew. So that's what I'm offering you here. We're going to talk about finding clients. I'm going to show you guys how to market your business and different marketing materials that you can use, where to put them, how to network with people and who to network with so that you know what to say when you walk into somebody's office and you don't have to feel scared and weird about approaching people because you're going to know who to approach that's going to want to talk to you and you're going to know what to say to them. I just finished the workbook today. It's full of scripts and done for you templates that you can use and customize for your business so that you feel confident like a badass to go out there and be a boss lady or a boss man and run your business with confidence. So we talk about all that stuff in addition to a whole slew of other things, SEO for your website. There's really too much for me to even try to remember what it is. So I'll make sure to leave the link for that down in the description of the video. Again, it's called Overlooked to Overbooked. And we're going to start next week. I will be teaching those lessons live. Everybody's going to get access to the recordings. So you don't have to be there live in order to take advantage. You can watch the videos on your own time. And you have the workbook to work through on your own time at any point. So as soon as you join, that workbook is yours starting tomorrow. I'm going to put it into the group Facebook. And it will be there for you. And you can just dive into those scripts and start making calls or walk-ins or emails or whatever and know what to do for all those different things. So I encourage you to join us. It's going to be super fun. Tomorrow is going to be, I think, our last live stream for this free series. So we're going to be talking about taking calculated risks. So today we talked about letting go of control and all of the things that hold us back from running the business to the best of our abilities and having a really solid professional business. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, to wrap it all up, taking calculated risks, being bold, being brave, and doing the things that we need to make sure that our business gets off the ground and running the right way. So I hope you guys have a really fabulous day. If you have questions, please comment down below. If you got value out of this, please hit that thumbs up. You can always email me if you have questions as well, melanie@ispeakorganized.com. I'm happy to help if you guys have questions about the course. I really, really hope to see more of you next week for that. I'm super excited. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait. I really love teaching this stuff. So anyway, I hope you guys have an awesome day, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'll let you know what time later on today. Okay. Have a wonderful day. See y'all later. Bye-bye. I can find the button. There we go. Bye.